This is the sound of love.
East, west, around the town, it's showtime in Portland.
This is Tim Russell. Some contemporary paraphrases of the Bible appear in a book called God is for Real Man. Listen to them. In Proverbs it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. The paraphrase says, trusting in God is the first step in getting wised up, and only some kind of a nut don't want to learn new things. Proverbs says, hear, O son, a father's instruction, and be attentive that you may gain insight. And the paraphrase says, you better listen to what your old man is saying. Maybe he's right. You may learn something. Proverbs said, my son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. Dear God, will you help us? Amen.
This is Tom Conthers, KISN Total Information News, live at 11:55. A three-hour clash 265 miles north of Saigon has killed four Americans and wounded eight others. There are no known communist casualties. It was the second fight in as many days in the same General Central Highlands area. Military intelligence reports indicate 9,000 or more North Vietnamese have moved into the highlands. Meanwhile, military spokesmen say more than 300 paratroopers of the U.S. 82nd Airborne Division will be flown out of Vietnam Saturday. They're part of the 35,000 troops involved in Phase 2 of the American withdrawal from the war. Vice President Spiro Agnew has fired off a new blast at critics of the Vietnam War. Pai Chamberlain reports.
In a speech set for Harrisburg but released on Capitol Hill, Agnew repeated his effete, impudent snob attack. He went on to assail the people who had criticized him. He said any leader who cannot see where persistent street struggles will lead America lacks mental acuity and moral strength. Agnew said America is drifting toward mob rule and added this statement. It is time to stop dignifying the immature actions of arrogant, reckless, inexperienced elements within our society. Their tantrums are insidiously destroying the fabric of American society.
Nightfall ended fighting around a Lebanese border town Thursday, but Army spokesmen believe Arab guerrillas may make a renewed effort Friday against Rishaya, southeast of Beirut. Army troops have repulsed two commando attacks against the town in less than 24 hours. Meantime, Beirut government leaders express hope scheduled talks Friday between Lebanon's Army Chief of Staff and Egyptian President Nasser might help ease the tensions. President Nixon may announce Friday night the death of the Alliance for Progress, the Latin aid program started by President Kennedy. Replacement of the alliance probably would be part of a widespread U.S. policy for South America. Mr. Nixon will unveil. The speech will be broadcast live to all of Latin America. Today, the president called on the Senate Democratic leadership to reconsider its decision to delay consideration of the administration's draft reform bill until next year. Don Folsom has total information details.
Mr. Nixon says he deeply regrets the decision, adding that draft reform, which is clearly supported by the vast majority of Americans, should not be a matter casually dismissed or made a political football. The White House has meantime clarified its position on the Supreme Court's school desegregation ruling, and flatly says the administration will carry out the mandate of the law, which calls for the immediate elimination of dual school systems.
The Geneva Disarmament Conference has sent a new revised treaty to ban nuclear weapons from the ocean floor to the United Nations. Negotiators then recessed the summer session, with U.S. spokesmen expressing hope that peace, the pact would be signed before the current U.N. General Assembly term ends. A Philippine freighter carrying 32 to 38 crewmen was reported in danger of sinking Friday in typhoon-ridden seas between the Philippines and Guam. Four U.S. Navy craft and two planes were dispatched to assist the Cebu, which officials said had a broken engine. Nearly $9 billion in tax breaks were approved by the Senate Finance Committee today, and most of the relief goes to the low-income taxpayer.
Senate tax writers voted tentatively today to cut everyone's taxes at least 5%.
A circuit judge in Oregon City today sentenced 18-year-old Fred Charles Tucker to life in prison for the slaying of Portland restaurant manager Lauren Willis Freeman. Tucker was convicted of first-degree murder on Monday. He made no statement after the indictment returned. His attorney, Edwin York, had pleaded for a provision of psychiatric help. A jury of 9 women and 3 men takes a tour of death scenes 40 miles apart tomorrow before opening statements in the Peyton Allen murder case in Portland. Circuit Judge Richard Burke, after the jury was selected late today, agreed to have the panel taken by chartered bus to the two scenes. On trial for first-degree murders, 28-year-old Carl Frederick Jorgensen of Portland, his brother, 36-year-old Edward, was convicted earlier this year on the same charge. A third defendant, 29-year-old Robert Gordon Brom, is awaiting trial. The 62-year-old night watch with good guy Pat Patee. The forecast says late night and morning fog and smoke, otherwise cloudy through Saturday. The chance of rain near zero. Light variable winds. Tomorrow's high 62. At street level, it's 51. That's 5-1 degrees, moving down to 42. This is KISN, serving the Oregon Territory from Vancouver. Tom Cothers reporting for the Mighty 91.
Welcome into the TGIF. Thank goodness it's Friday morning edition of our Night Watch gig. Late night's been a sanctum. This whole cotton picking mess. Tell me about it.
The music goes on and on.
What are we on?
We're on the Night Watch.
Here we begin.
Night Watch, and we're gonna be kissing till dawn.
Sweet swinging little night watch disciples alike. Currently got at 5, kiss the swinging wonderful fall fun time minutes now, presiding over the east of the bewitching hour. For all midnight in the morning and time, and old Patty going to do it to the innards of the earlobes, make you feel good to about 5:30. The easy beats. Show me the way to St. Louis, baby. 8 past the midnight hour.
This is Trooper Orthman of the Washington State Patrol. The weary traveler has inspired sympathetic novels and poems, but he can cause big trouble on the highway. Be a kissing good guy. Don't get hurt. Stay alert.
Elvis Presley.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I
Thank you. Elvis Presley and his Sound 7 come 11 out of a headline hot box, a ballad called Suspicious Minds.
You can help UNICEF help needy children around the world this Halloween. For each penny you give to UNICEF, to a UNICEF trick-or-treater, a child can be protected against smallpox. This is Peter Hayes. Be a kissing good guy. Give generously.
Hi, honey. I have to go home and sweep my floor with an airplane.
Yeah, you do that, you old bag. And when you hunt for the Kiss and Trick-or-Treat houses Halloween night, be sure you're carrying your official Kiss and Trick-or-Treat goodie bag, available now free at any one of the five Sally Jones locations. There's one near you at 66th and Southeast Powell.
Wonderful music helps you to enjoy life with Kissin' Radio. System Radio.
Four, three, two.